Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today we're talking all about the dumb punter, the manager, the leader that plays favourites. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. This week we're talking about the dumb punter. The dumb punter, and a new article will be online probably Monday morning about or over the weekend about the dumb punter, the leader that plays favourites and weakens the team as a result. We've been surprised by the amount of readers' contributions that we've seen coming through talking about leaders that play favourites. Whether it's the person that gets the best car park or the person that gets a favourable office position, ones that seem to have more liberal rules and conditions, the ones that have a blind eye turned to emotional outbursts, ones that are noticeably more social with the boss, the ones that seem to get a hand up or a leg up for promotions, ones that take extended breaks. And that's just a glimpse of what our readers are sharing with us about favourites. But I want to be really clear with this one, because one of the worst things that a leader can do is say, I treat everyone the same. And then another one of the worst things a leader can do is to play favourites. See, a leader needs to be able to connect with each and every member of their team. They need to understand their team members. And then, of course, we have leaders that play favourites. Now, nothing divides a team quicker than a leader that's got a favourite. Nothing divides a team quicker than a leader that plays favourites. Now, of course, you will connect with some people more. You'll have more in common with some people. You'll connect with some people. Of course, you want to be able to recognise and acknowledge your star performers. But the best favour that you can do for them is to coach, develop. The best favour that you can do is challenge and stretch. And the best thing for the team is to be open and transparent about the standards that's required for everybody. So let me just get the best favour that you can do for those star performers, for the ones that you connect with at a stronger level, is to be open, transparent, coach and develop, challenge and stretch. Coach and develop, not favour and fraternise. That's the key here. Your team will know who the best performers are. Don't you worry about that. And if your favourite doesn't align with that, man, you're in trouble. Just wait till you see the post that comes out on Monday at thedumbleaders.com. You'll be amazed at this particular story. When favourites sit outside of the performance or the top performers within your team, danger lurks. Now, honesty and transparency with your team, coaching, developing, challenging, stretching, and it goes for everyone. Playing favourites divides a team. The key is everyone is on a journey here. Everyone's on a journey and they're all at different levels. And being a leader demands that you lead effectively, everyone effectively, at the level that they're on. It demands that you do that. Leadership demands that you lead them effectively at the level that they are on, and to help and support them to get to the next level. See, dumb leaders play favorites. Dumb leaders treat everyone the same. Better leaders build foundations, and they build foundations with each team member to support their growth, their potential, and their performance. The Queensland state government elections have been run, and after 2 weeks of counting, we finally see a winner. Now, these close elections are becoming a regular thing here in Australia. And until something shifts in the mindset that surrounds the major party system, the ability to influence for change and sustained innovation will be imperative if Australia is fair dinkum about becoming a world leader. Now, what traditionally happens with small majority governments is an unwillingness to do anything, to confront and upset people. And the option is usually to maintain the status quo as best as possible. They look to shore things up with their party faithful, but in a way that's incredibly less confronting to the majority of the population. Now, based around the statistics that we're seeing in the Global Innovation Index, Australia is slipping. To make radical change in innovators, a country or a state is imperative. The two-party system, the political environment that we have, is not helping us to innovate in a great sense that solidifies the future of our country. And we're still looking for that leader of substance that unites us under a common vision. We're still looking for that leader of substance that unites everyone under a common vision. Now, when I say unites everyone, obviously it's physically impossible to unite everyone because you are going to have some party faithful on both sides that will refuse to see whatever's good for the greater good. But ultimately, we need a leader that can create a compelling vision that takes the vast majority of the people for the greater good in a direction that is designed around being the best for what Australia has. Now, until we can find ways to influence across those party lines, Australia will continue its slide down the Global Innovation Index. That's almost a given. It's almost a guarantee. Until we can find ways to influence across party lines, Australia will continue its slide down the Global Innovation Index. You know, nothing's ever black and white. Although some people will believe that it is. Some people from a deep heartland of Labor will always believe a deep heartland of Labor. But ultimately, from the Labor side, you can't have workers if you don't have business. And from a business point of view, you can't have a business unless you've got workers. So there's a little bit of common ground already. We just need to start to influence across those party lines. Otherwise, Australia will continue the slide. And quite frankly, if we continue to slide with the natural resources, the brilliant, amazing people that we have, well, that's quite simply just dumb. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. We really do appreciate the feedback that we're receiving. Check it out over at dumbleaders.com. Leave us some feedback. Leave us some commentary. If you want to share a contribution about a dumb leader, please do so. We're starting to get a bit of a stockpile happening around some of those readers' contributions, and we'll get them out. If you're willing to share and willing to have that out there on the website, we do obviously have confidentiality. We don't use names. We don't use companies so that we can share those about the behaviours and that we can all learn from. The Dumb Leaders Handbook is ultimately a library of leadership mistakes that you can learn from. And we really appreciate the fact that you've tuned in today. Until next week, we'll see you later. Bye for now.